From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. For the next 3 years, Missouri will get $11 million in federal funding to improve access to early childhood education. Joanne Ralston with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says a first-of-its-kind survey identified many of the problems parents have accessing high-quality child care.
And that's specifically children under two is hard to find across the state. Even up into our preschool age, we have 104 counties that are considered child care deserts.
Ralston told the State Board yesterday that the grant will help DESE coordinate with other agencies, including the Department of Health and Senior Services and Head Start. Education officials want lawmakers to fund pre-K for four-year-olds like they do K-12 education. Very few Missouri children currently have access to state-funded pre-K, just 2% of four-year-olds and 1% of three-year-olds. Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway says she would support expanding Medicaid eligibility if she's elected governor. The candidate yesterday praised a bipartisan plan spearheaded by Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and a top Republican lawmaker that would expand government health coverage in the neighboring state. Galloway says she would follow suit if voters elect her over Republican Governor Mike Parson in November. On Thursday, Republican leaders in the Missouri Senate say state redistricting is a top priority. It will be the first item discussed this legislative session, which began Wednesday. And as St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, they're willing to do whatever it takes to give voters another option on how legislative districts are drawn.
The Clean Missouri Amendment was passed by 62% of voters in 2018. This designated a nonpartisan demographer to redraw legislative districts with an emphasis on partisan fairness and competitiveness. But Senate Republicans say that's not really possible to do. Majority Senate Leader Caleb Rodin from Columbia says all 24 GOP senators are on board.
I've got 24 people who, you know, are willing to stay all night. I've got 24 people who are willing to answer quorum calls.
Senate Democrats are in the supermajority, but Democratic leader Gina Walsh from St. Louis says there's no division among the Democrats. They plan to do what they can to keep Clean Missouri intact. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A 31-year-old Missouri woman who kept her 6-year-old son in an attic during a custody dispute with his father has been sentenced to 5 years of supervised probation. Aubrey Ferguson was sentenced on Wednesday for child abduction. Law enforcement officers found the boy in January of 2019 at a home in rural Laclede County. Court documents say the door of the attic crawl space was nailed shut and hidden under carpet and furniture. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.